Hello there, prospective clients. International Playboy DJ Mark Radcliffe here, giving you an idea what I sound like if you don't know already. So, in a moment you can hear me presenting a couple of award-winning radio programmes for the BBC, but it may interest you to know that I've been the voice behind a number of high-profile TV campaigns, including Cadbury's Twirl, two flaky bars wrapped in Cadbury's delicious dairy milk chocolate. Get dizzy with a Cadbury's Twirl. That was me. I also had a spell as the bloke who said, get a little extra help with the Halifax, though they didn't let me off my mortgage. And I was also behind the campaign for the Rover 400 and its close relative, the Rover 600, though I never got a free one. One of my personal heroes, Shane McGowan, doing the celebrated Muttley laugh that only a man with no front teeth can do. The Pogues are a very special band. They're so special that they've managed to make a Christmas record that you can stand to listen to even when it's not Christmas. We were going to call the show Kiss My Arse, the English translation of the Gaelic Pogue Mahone, but then we didn't think it would have looked good in the Christmas edition of the Radio Times. And it didn't look good in 1982, when the BBC found out what the phrase meant and promptly banned the name from being broadcast. 88 to 91 FM, BBC Radio 2. Good evening, rockers, and welcome to the third of our six sessions of group therapy, in which we examine the intricate workings of the rock band. I'm grizzled road dog Mark Radcliffe, veteran of such great beat groups as Zoot Suit and the Zeroids and Plucky Widow, hi. And since we last met, I've been contemplating the actual word band and how uncanny it is that it appears as a prefix to longer words, all of which have rock and roll connotations. For example, there's Axl Rose's bandana, the long narrow flag known as a banderole, hoisted by Bono in his hubristic younger days, the bandit look adopted by Motorhead, the bandolier belt of cartridges slung round Phil Lynott's waist, the bandy legs of AC/DC frontman Brian Johnson, and the large rat-like bandicoot who plays drums in the Stereophonics. Coincidence? I think not. So you wanna be rockin' or something? A selection of also-rans from some of the many talent shows that have been a staple of Saturday night TV schedules since at least the 1950s. The granddaddy of them all was Opportunity Knox, but there have been many other appointments with humiliation, including new faces, most of them ugly, rising stars, most of whom sank without trace, search for a star, like looking for a needle in a haystack, the big, big talent show for little, little people, and This Is My Moment, which for the contestants passed all too fleetingly. Ever since my grandma took me to a pensioner's talent night at Harper Green Bowling Club in Farnworth, a keenly fought contest which was run by a blue rinse singing a selection from Carmen and using her false teeth as castanets, I've had a peculiar fascination with talent shows. Certainly watching Opportunity Knox and New Faces became a ritual that could not be broken throughout my adolescent and student years. The parade of talentless souls labouring under the misapprehension that one television appearance was all that stood between them and the London Palladium was as touching as it was hilarious. And so, over the next 2 weeks, I'll be looking at the cesspool of dreadfulness that is the TV talent show.